This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The only reason why you might even question was based on the fact that, you know, he made a big stink about his contract. He didn't want to be here anymore. Didn't think where the team was going or the franchise was going. But they came back and they sat down. They talked about it. Showed him a lot of money. And he said, you know what? I don't mind being a Cleveland Brown.
Showed him a lot of money.
So, I mean, Jeff, when I heard this yesterday, I was like, ah, oh, Miles isn't there. Just like right over my head. Just didn't even care. And I don't know why.
I couldn't agree with you more.
People get so emotional and they get so tied to someone who isn't at a voluntary camp. It's up to him. If he wants to be there, he can be there.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, you want to go ahead and be the team leader and go all in, so to speak? Okay, then maybe he should be there. But Andy, the key word is voluntary. We've hammered that home. It is not that you're a bad teammate. It's not that you don't care to do whatever. It's not that you've let yourself go. You've put on 50 pounds and you've got a gut.
Yeah.
It's a voluntary practice. You and I have talked about this. I personally think football is so overcoached, it's ridiculous. Does Myles Garrett need to be on the field running around to become a better Cleveland Brown right now? I don't think so. Does he need to be there to help his teammates become better Cleveland Browns? Maybe. But if the league really felt that it was so essential, they'd sit down with the Players Association and hammer it out and make it mandatory.
Yes.
They've not done that. So don't worry about it. When he shows up, he'll be really ready to go. Everything that's mandatory, and I'll bet some things that aren't, he'll be there. He'll be ready to go, and he'll be the best player on the field. So I'm not losing 1 second of sleep over this. I think it's ridiculous that a big thing is made out of people missing OTAs when they're voluntary. That said, for instance, if Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett weren't there right now, that would be this type of a thing. Do you not want to try and be the starting quarterback? But they're both there. Miles is the starting defensive end.
Yeah, I understand that, but I find that only because there's a battle for the quarterback position, do you say that?
it's in their best interest to be here.
It's up to them, yeah.
It's not necessarily in Miles' best interest to be here. It might be better for the defense if Miles was here. I'm sorry. They'll have plenty of practice time together. They'll have plenty of time sitting in meeting rooms. They'll have plenty of time all season long as they're breaking down everything and blah, 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 blah. It will not be a factor that he is not on the field at OTAs.
I don't think it's a big deal. That's my own personal feeling. And I also find it interesting in the psychology of sports that we come up with this like macho, you've got to be here and I don't care if it's, you know, it's voluntary, but it's not really voluntary. And it gets me into a deeper issue where I just start thinking about like when you have, and I go back to youth sports on this stuff, but, or high school sports in particular, like you get coaches that like flip out because, and I like, say you've got someone, say you have a successful high school football team, right? And now all of a sudden the best basketball or winter sports player is playing on a very successful football team. And now all of a sudden the coach in the winter sport is like, wow, why am I playing football? Well, they're in the playoffs. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
Same thing with baseball. Like, how many over-the-top baseball coaches are there at the same level? Oh, well, they're having a good basketball season. They should be here at baseball. They're not going to be ready for the beginning. Like, come on. So I think, especially when it's younger, let kids play as many sports as they possibly can. But going back to Miles here, like the rules say, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. So can we stop with the if he's not here, he doesn't care. You can't say that for him. He may care. He might need a break, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
And you think about what happens once the season starts, Andy. Once training camp begins.
Ugh, they're all in. They don't have a choice.
Well, you're there. You're basically on the job close to nonstop until January. So, I mean, you're putting in huge hours. You're putting in a lot of work. And you hear all the time, oh, boy, did we need the bye week. You know, we're working so hard and blah, blah. That's why I think football can be so overcoached. Do you really need to have everybody out there right now for voluntary stuff when you're going to have mandatory minicamp coming up? That's before training camp starts. So you really need a voluntary camp before the minicamp, before the training camp, and after the training camp, practice every day until January. If you're a young guy trying to make a great impression and make the team, yeah, okay. I get it. If you're a quarterback, that might be a little bit different. If you were Brett Favre on the Packers back in the day, did you have to be there? No, probably not. If you're Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, yeah, right now, because it's completely wide open. To me, there's so much football practice. And if you're a guy like Miles, a guy like Joel Bitonio, you know, any of the veterans who want to stay home and rest their bodies, I think that's actually even better for you than being out there right now.
I can't remember if it was the last national championship that Alabama won, but I read a quote a couple weeks ago about Nick Saban. And so Alabama wins the national championship. It might have been against Ohio State or something. And he turns around and says to the coaches at the end of the night, well, I'll see you guys at 7:30 in the morning. We got to break down film. After they won the national championship the night before. And so what does that prove? Like, what is, oh, is that your commitment is so over the top that we understand that when the clock hits zero, that means we just have to restart for the next season.
Nick's a little over the top though, Andy. No showers longer than 5 minutes. It's not a spa. Come on, man. That's outrageous.
He's right. I think he's right on that. We had a foreign exchange student when I was in high school.
There's a nice grill out there. Don't use that. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm missing it. About the shower?
Yeah. You've not seen Nick in the commercials?
I thought it was real. You're right.
He's phenomenal in those commercials.
Yeah, you're right. You're
he's
right.
I'm great.
Sorry. No, I thought you were actually.
I'm not kidding.
He actually said that at one point. I forgot about that. They're VRBO commercials, aren't they?
Yeah,
I think so. And so
he's phenomenal.
He is pretty funny in those.
But well, he's a Kent Stater, you know.
Well, we're good for getting other teams ready to win national championships. That's what we're excellent at. No, that showering for sport thing is real. Like, why do you need to take a shower that's more than 5 minutes?
I was quoting the commercial.
I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that to you. Kelvin is in Cleveland. Kelvin, my friend, how are you?
What's up, guys?
How you guys feeling? We're good. We're people freaking out about Myles Garrett not being at a voluntary camp is just, it's kind of mind-blowing. It's not mind-blowing. It's just, I don't think it's a big deal.
It's definitely not a big deal. Myles Garrett is the reigning defensive player of the year. If you need me to be there to hype you up for OTAs, then why are you in the league? I need to save this energy for the guys that's going to be at training camp, the guys that I'm going to know. 20% of you guys are not even going to be on this roster when the time comes for that. So I'm not about to save my rah-rah speeches for, you know, for that crap. I'm about to go out here, enjoy myself, enjoy my reigning MVP crown, and just do what I need to do, and I'm already in shape. I don't have nothing to prove. Everybody else that's at camp, they have something to prove, which they need to do. So they need to be there. Myles Garrett not being there, that's not an issue to me. It's a non-factor.
So
it's
Kelvin,
more so the media is more so upset because they can't, you know, ask Myles Garrett any questions, which is understandable because he's a newsworthy kind of guy. But at the same time, they're just disappointed and having like a kid moment to say, oh, my God, I couldn't get what I wanted on this particular day, so I can ask some Myles Garrett some questions. Leave him alone. Let him go. Japan, Okinawa, wherever you at, enjoy yourself, dude. See you when you get here and tear some of these guys apart.
So, Kelvin, I think the only like thing that's worth even thinking about for half a second are the people that are upset about, you know, he didn't seem like he was committed to the team in the offseason. He said he was going to be committed, and then does it mean you're committed by showing up to something that's voluntary? I think that's where the proponents of, like, I can't believe he's not here, are holding their ground.
Well, him saying that he didn't want to be here was a ploy for him to renew his contract to get more money. Like, I'm not going to come out and say, yes, it's for the money. Who would say that? No, this is my tactic to get me more money. So I'm going to say what I need to say. Everybody knows that in their kind of jobs that they do and say things that they need to say in order to get the company to provide the things that they're looking for. So Myles Garrett doing that, I'd have no problem with. You used every tool in your bag to get you some more money. So that's what you did, and I'm proud of you for doing that. Salute you, player, because you were putting your life on the line every single snap for my excitement. So do what you need to do to get that money. I'm not mad at Myles Garrett. I knew he was going to stay. Well, I had a good feeling. I didn't know. I don't know the guy.
Gotcha.
But I had a good feeling. I had a good feeling that he was going to stay, and I'm glad that he's staying because he's a Cleveland Brown. Anybody in that Cleveland Brown jersey I'm a fan of, an extreme fan of.
There you go, Kelvin. Thank you, man.
I want us to win here. Yep. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. No worries. All right, appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank you, Kelvin.
Kelvin
in Cleveland chiming in. Ed's in Hudson. Hey, Ed, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Good.
That one was Andy. Hi, Ed.
No worries.
I want to agree with Jeff. I think Myles not showing up, non-issue, shouldn't get excited, neither positive or negative. But my question, how would you have felt if he did show up, that he was, you know, worthy or could spend the 2 or 3 days? He's had 6 months off, 2 or 3 days to show his commitment to the team, to show his commitment to the fans above all. I think that would have been such a positive for the Browns, for the fans, and for Myles Garrett to show up and put a little effort in. What do you think?
You know what, Ed? I can't disagree with what you just said. If he had shown up, it would have set a different tone. That said, him not being there, you can be sure when mandatory minicamp is there, he will be ready to go. He'll be in great shape, and he will be a good influence on everybody else there. I truly just think this sport is so overcoached. It's ridiculous because by the end of the season, guys are just gassed. I keep going back, and I've mentioned this for years. Bud Grant, the Hall of Fame coach of the Minnesota Vikings, used to not bring his team to training camp the same time everybody else. He brought them in late. He eased them into the season. And his thinking was, by the end of the year, I want my team fresher than everybody else. And I jump on that completely. I think that's absolutely a great idea. And it was very successful for him. In this day and age in the NFL, I don't think that happens anymore. But I agree with you, Ed.
Let's come back. One guy who's a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A veteran who probably doesn't need to be there is Jerry Jeudy. And he talked yesterday. And we want to talk about him. We want to hear what he had to say. Plus, let's break down the wide receivers. Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, was on the scene yesterday. He'll join us at 11. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. The Fan.
Can I throw one thing at you about Jerry Jeudy, though? And I don't think that we're, to steal the cliche, talking out of both sides of our mouth on this. It's this. Myles Garrett is the 2023 NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Bowl standout. He's on his way to a Hall of Fame career. And Jerry Jeudy is part of a unit that stunk last year. And for Jerry to achieve what he might want to achieve personally, maybe he thinks he needs to be here to work with Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, because his unit was awful last year. And he had a really good year last year. He had a very nice season. And if he wants to build on that, maybe he thinks from a personal standpoint, as well as a team standpoint, he needs to be here and learn these guys. So I commend him for being here. Terry McLaurin, former Ohio State Buckeye. Terrific football player, right?
Right.
Played his you-know-what off for Washington last year. He's not at OTAs. Laramie Tunsil, traded from Houston to Washington. Terrific offensive lineman. He's not at OTAs. T.J. Watt, terrific defensive end. He's not at OTAs for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So just leave Miles alone. When it's mandatory, he will be there, and he will be ready to go. And Jerry Jeudy will welcome him. Hey, come on in.
It's just funny you brought that up. So I started thinking about all this great defense we've had in Northeast Ohio, or we've had at the professional level over this last year. What you had, you know, Myles Garrett is Defensive Player of the Year. Evan Mobley is Defensive Player of the Year. And then we had, what, two gold gloves last year, too. Right? Is that meta?
Can Evan play corner?
I don't know. Can Stephen Kwan? Can we get him in there?
I think Kwan would have a better chance on the football field than Evan Mobley.
Jimenez won.
Be a lot to hit with Evan Mobley out there.
Jimenez won a gold glove last year. And then we picked up Carlos Santana, who also won. Think about all
That's
this
just
great,
wonderful,
all
Andy.
This great defense. Cleveland, home of defense, but not championships. How does that make you
feel? The basketball team scored. As opposed to the football team and the baseball team.
Oh.
You can't beat them, catch it.
All right, so Jerry Jeudy did come to camp. That was
a big deal.
So,
way to go, Jerry.
But he also talked about a number of other things
yesterday.
Because
that ball coming in from Joe Flacco is a lot different than the ball coming in from Kenny Pickett.
Well, speaking of Joe Flacco. Yeah,
here comes a football. Catch it.
Jeudy talked about this relationship. And
funny spin.
The fact that Joe Flacco is back.
It's been amazing. He actually my locker mate. I have some conversation with him from time to time. You know, he's a great dude, you know, great quarterback, you know, been in the league for a long time, understand this, you know, and I'm excited to have him.
It could be a good combo, could they? As long as he finds Jeudy and not the other team, we're in great shape.
That was funny.
And truthful. What do you think of that pairing? And do you think that that has potential to be something special in the NFL? Where does Jeudy sit now in your eyes among wide receivers in the NFL? Because when I look at the Browns' depth chart at wide receiver, I'm lukewarm at best.
You're just gonna yell at me, and you're not gonna like me for this. I'm sorry, and I know so many fans, and I love listening to him talk. I'm glad he's on the team. And I have no expectations for Joe Flacco. And if Joe's the starting quarterback this year, I'm going to be very disappointed. I am. And don't get mad at me.
I'm mad at you. I don't think it's a big deal if he's
Joe's not been very good since he left Baltimore. He was pretty good for five games here. And I'm glad he's here. He's an incredible safety net for the team, and he's a terrific quarterback to have on the team. And I mean that. But, man, do I want somebody else to flat out beat him out. And I don't care which one of the other three guys it is. That's not against Joe. His upside is limited. It's limited. Andy, his best days are so far behind him, it's ridiculous. And I like Joe. I do. And, it was so much fun when he was here 2 years ago. And the Browns didn't want him back for whatever reason. Deshaun, Jameis, whatever it is, they didn't want him back. He went to Indy. Indy thought Anthony Richardson was playing terribly. Let's make Flacco the starter. And that didn't last because Joe didn't play very well. And so if Joe has to play here, it screams one thing and one thing only to me. All right, who's the quarterback going to be in 2026? Because they will be drafting someone, and that will be their quarterback of the future. I think there's a chance that they could find their quarterback of the future this year, and it's not going to be Joe. So that's why I'm hoping that Pickett or Gabriel or Sanders look terrific and beat him out.
But he was also in a position last year in Indy where the pressure was on. You know, we sit around.
He
and we
went
talk
2-4 as a starter in Indy last year.
But the pressure was on the entire time that he was there because we all knew that Anthony Richardson was going to be there at some point, right? I mean,
well, you're not wasting, necessarily,
but you're not wasting a fourth overall pick.
Oh, it's happened time and time again. Ask the Chargers about Ryan Leaf. Ask the Raiders about Jamarcus Russell. It happens all the time. If you draft a guy and he can't play, you move on. Browns did it here. They didn't think Baker could play. They moved on.
That was also a different kind of situation.
But it's the same thing.
But was it moving on or was it...
They wanted an upgrade.
Nah, they were dipping their toes in the water to think that they could, to see if they could upgrade. And then all of a sudden they found themselves in a position where they had to overpay to upgrade because they
and as we all know, they
Baker
shouldn't...
Baker said, I don't want to be here. You don't want me, I don't want you.
Well, all they had to say was, well, tough. That's all they had to say.
Well, why didn't they then?
You ask them. Don't look at me.
I think Baker easily could have ended up. I really don't want to walk down this conversation. We've had it 10,000
Good, but
times.
It's a Joe Flacco conversation.
Yeah.
If Joe's your starter, the other three guys stink, and you're looking for your guy in 2026.
All right. So you will be non-emotional or not surprised if Joe Flacco's the guy that gets cut out of the four.
If they all stay healthy, I think he would be traded. I think there's a chance that Joe gets traded. And I think there's a chance that he's on this team. I think there's a chance that they try to keep all four guys, Andy. I think that might be a challenge.
They would have to see.
To me, Dylan Gabriel is on this team.
Okay.
And to me, Kenny Pickett is on this team. And I think it's going to come down to, do you want four? And if you don't want four... did Shadur show you enough that you can move on from Joe Flacco?
Chuck is in Lyndhurst. Hi, Chuck.
Hello, Charles.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Jeff, before Flacco came here, was it 2 years ago, and he pulled out a lot of his magic. You were the one that said he should stick with flag football.
I don't disagree with that even now. I don't want him to be the starting quarterback, Chuck.
Well, let's hope he pulls out some magic. Let's give him a chance before you shove him away from here.
I'm not shoving him away. What I said was if he beats out the other guy, they don't have their quarterback of the future. That's why I want somebody to beat him out, because I want to have some chance that some quarterback on this team might be here for more than a year or two. That's what I'm hoping for, Chuck.
Joe could win an Olympic gold medal in flag football, though. He could give us the opportunity.
He'd be phenomenal, actually.
I don't think there's anything wrong if Joe Flacco starting. I don't. If he's the guy that's... And yesterday,
but
I know we want to sit
around.
What does
it say if he doesn't, Andy? It says you might have somebody who could be really good. I mean, you've got three young quarterbacks. Man, don't you want the young guy to win the job? Because if you have a young guy who wins the job, it might mean you have your quarterback. It might mean that. Might. Joe's going to set a bar. Can you beat out Joe Flacco? If you can't, you're not going to be a long-term starting quarterback in the NFL. If you can't beat out Flacco at the age of, 40? Is he 40, 41? If you can't beat him out after limited success, limited, since leaving Baltimore, well, then you're not going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
I just see this as one of these three guys. Should they want to hang out? And one of these four guys, and I know Kevin didn't really want to talk about this yesterday, about the opportunity to keep four quarterbacks. But we all know how brutal this game is, and I would put – no, I don't want to say that. I would just venture to say that one of these guys might be a little banged up at the end of training camp, and they find themselves injured. Yes, that's right. I can't putt. Is anyone wearing golf shoes?
Dr. Bieber, get over here.
Anyone that wore golf shoes to Muirfield yesterday or tomorrow or going over the weekend, make sure you have your golf shoes on, the good spikes, too, not those plastic things. Make sure you have those because you never know, someone could get – injured while they're going to putt, and they might need a designated putter, and they might need you with your golf shoes on. You can putt for me, can't you? Because you're wearing your golf shoes. Eddie's in Westlake. Hi, Eddie.
Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's up, man? Long time no talk.
Hey, Jeff. I agree with you 100% on what you're saying, because I feel the same way. I feel like if they can't beat out Joe Flacco, then it's really an issue moving forward. Because of the situation, I feel like, in my opinion, the Dylan Gabriel pick is the only pick of Evandre Berry's that I really didn't like at all. And this is what I'm telling you: Dylan Gabriel may play 10 or 12 years in the league. I've said this before, but I feel like Dylan Gabriel was like a panic pick when when Milroe or whatever wasn't there, six picks earlier.
Yeah,
Seattle. He's on our team right now. But in the history of the National Football League, there's never been a 5'10 starter that didn't have an elite quality. And this kid doesn't have elite qualities. So I mean,
it might be accuracy, Eddie. If you're looking for one, it might be accuracy.
It might be, but the only I agree with that. Accuracy would be his elite quality, but there's been so many short quarterbacks that were accurate in college.
Yeah,
when they get to the league, they become backups. It's like in the last 20 years.
Eddie, you're on the money with that. Absolutely on the money.
Guys. It's been Drew Brees and it's been Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
you can say that were elite. Now Russell Wilson had elite ability to extend plays, and Drew Brees was a tactician with his footwork in the pocket. Guys, and he was six foot. This kid is less than 6 foot, and in the National Football League today, if you can't get out of the way, if you don't have escapability, if you don't have an elite quality, then you're not. It's not going to work.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate the phone call.
Eddie, thanks. Good to hear from you.
Daryl Ryder was at camp yesterday. He'll join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.